Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna get ready.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
You better get your house in order.
What you gonna do?
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 You are tuned in to Blog Talk Radio. Your program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come across these skyways and airways once again. I know you might have been wondering where in the world is Overseer Ward. Well, Overseer Ward is yet alive and well. And I'm coming right back at you across these skyways and airways, bringing unto you the divine word of truth. I hope and I pray, hallelujah, that all has been well with you and yours. I hope and pray that all has been well in your family circle. I thank you for just being a continued and faithful listener of the Old Ship of Zion. And for doing so, God has a blessing engraved with your name on it. I just thank you for allowing me into your workspace. I thank you for allowing me into your living room area. And I want to thank you for allowing me to ride on down the dangerous highway and byway with the Old Ship of Zion on your podcast dial. And I just want you to get close to your radio dial on this morning. I'm intending to bring you the divine word of truth as I know it to be. So I want you to just get your chip and your dip and whatever you want to sip. And I want you to get all your digital gadgets. I call your digital devices our toys because we know that we just are hooked on him, just like hooked on phonic. We have to have our digital devices on our day-to-day itinerary as we go to and forth to our workplaces and various, you know, business meetings and what have you. We need our phones and our tablets, and they're just a vital part of our lives, in other words. And so I just want you to bring all your digital devices, may it be your iPhone, may it be your tablet, may it be your laptop. I just want you to bring those items aboard because we are in need of them. And so before we go to any further preliminaries at this time, I would like to take the podium and to send condolences to all the families that had lost family members, hallelujah, out in the Florida area on last week. And this week makes 1 week ago. And we know that I think about 9 of them, as I far heard on the airway, had been laid to rest on last evening. And so we want to continue our prayer for them and those that were injured and those that are still in critical condition. We want to continue to pray for them and pray for the parents that lost their little son to the alligator out at the Disney park. And so we have a lot of prayers that we want to send up before the Lord. And there was also a little newborn baby daughter of a husband and a wife that are in critical care. We have been sending up prayers on that little girl's behalf. And so we just want to let you know that you have brothers and sisters and disciples and pilgrims all around this planet that are praying for you and with you in your hour of bereavement. So just know that you're not alone and that we love you and we will pray for you and we will just believe God to bring about peace back into your life and restoration for your soul. These and other blessings we ask in Jesus' mighty, matchless name. All right, I want to now go on into my opening prayer. Every time that I come across these airways, I want to acknowledge the one that started it all. And his name is Jesus. I want to introduce the psalm and present to others. He's our soon coming Messiah. Hallelujah. He's a native, hallelujah, of Nazareth. But he was born in Bethlehem. And so we want to go down in prayer this time and acknowledge him. God said, in all you do, acknowledge me and I shall direct your path. So we're going to go right now. I'm asking all those of you that are listening live to this morning to bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, enabling us to gather in unity once again, God, around this spectrum. Father God, we know that this earthly planet that we're treading on, God, is not our eternal destination. We know that you will crack those clouds one historical day to rapture us away. But until that appointed day arrives, God, we will continue in your will and we will continue on our itinerary that you have assigned for each and every one of us. God, we will continue to mount up before the four corners of this earth, starting from the north, south, east, and west, as pilgrims through this barren land. We're asking you, God, to anoint these lips of clay, to bring a rhema word, God, to those that may then again may not know of you in of their iniquity, God. Grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom, to those that are hurting deep down in the pity of their very souls. Father God, we won't take your grace, we won't take your glory, but we will give you all the honor that's due unto thee. These and other blessings we ask in your son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And we allow the temple of Jesus Christ to say, amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I have noticed that when I came on tonight, I had some wording up here on the screen that said we were having difficulties with Skype. So I don't know if they're still going on, but, you know, I know prayer works. And so I was just told God to help me, you know, because I needed to come across, you know, because there's some hungry people that not hungry for food, but I'm talking about hungry for the word of God. And so I wanted to come across this morning to bring a rhema word to those of you that are thirsty and hungry after righteousness. Hallelujah. And I'm planning on being with you very long on this morning. But since I've had those difficulties, you know, in my program, I guess I will try to, because I got like 21 minutes remaining. So now I'm going to have to go back and bump it up again. And so just pray my strength in the Lord as I try to get this accomplished. Just bear with me a few minutes, if you will, and I will be so graciously to just thank you. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. All right. So now we're going to go on into a program. I'll be with you for an hour, but I won't be just all preaching for the whole entire hour. We will come along shortly after the program and bring you hymns of Zion to just uplift your spirit and encourage your heart. But until then, we're going to go right now. And if those of you that have any prayer petitions, you are just you're instructed, in other words, to call in to the studio and you can talk live with the host. That's me, Overseer Janice Ward. And our call in numbers are let's see, what are our numbers? Oh my God. Lord, I can't even give you the number because I don't have it. And it's all, let's see. Oh, my God. My God, my God. Well, I don't know what to tell you. Because I do not have the number in sight. Hallelujah. But I tell you, you can call in to, you can call into this number, oh, Lord, I should know my number, but I do not. I'm so sorry. I just do not know it. But you can try this number. I was going to say 231-489. No, that's not right. That is not right there. But anyway, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you on this morning. But if you need any prayer, I will just have to pray with you openly over the airways versus you calling into the studio, because I do not have those numbers before me. And so I don't want to give you the incorrect number. You know, I don't want to do that. So I'll just have to pray with you, as I first stated, over the airway on this morning. But right now, we're going to take you on into a service that's already in progression. And our sermon on this morning, entitled, Branded at the Door. I want to say that one more time. Today's sermon, entitled, Branded at the Door. And we're going to read our first key scripture, and it reads like this. And again, hallelujah, another scripture says, they shall look upon him whom they pierced. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of John 19 and 37. And we come to know that God was never on the side of slavery. But knowing the custom of the time, he gave careful instructions to Moses how a slave should be treated. Every Hebrew slave knew that after 6 years, he could walk out from his master and be free. I imagine that the vast majority chose to do just that. Some, however, during their 6 years of servitude, would grow to respect and love their master. For that minority, God gave an opportunity so honor their master that they would yield their right and remain slaves, hallelujah, over their master. Now the law given to Moses say, but if the servant plainly says, I love my master, my wife, and my children, I will not go out free. Then his master, hallelujah, shall bring him to the judges. He shall also bring him to the door or the doorpost. And his master shall pierce his ear with an awl, and he shall serve him forever. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Exodus 21 and 5 through 6. To us, that's you and I and us, God's instructions on the on this matter seems very quiet. If a slave was plainly declared that he loved his master, hallelujah, and wanted to continue to serve him, to do something that was personal, nobody could force him. Hallelujah. We know that by the judges and always seen by everyone, painful, so it was off-putting to many people and permanent, he could never retract his commitment. And so they said that the slave, in yielding all of his rights to his master forever, was to stand against the doorpost of the master's house. Hallelujah. The Azir was bored through with an owl to indicate his willingness to serve. Although all he could expect to receive from his master was provision and protection. In essence, the slave was voluntarily branded to pledge his lifetime devotion. The few slaves who did this were going beyond their legal obligation of 6 years' service by giving their very lives to their master. Hallelujah, Jesus. How they honored him. And all would notice their public testimony to the master's goodness. We know that in today's world, in today's society in which we live, we need to ask ourselves as believers whether we are likewise branded at the door. And that is our theme on this morning. Hallelujah. Are we going beyond our legal obligations to the Lord? Can you and I and us plainly declare, hallelujah, that we love our master by showing it in the realm of devotion? We know that every Christian will develop that daily discipline of meeting with God. We'll want to read the Bible and pray each day. Will you go even further? We know that fasting is associated with earnestness in prayer. Some of us are aware of great needs spiritually. Poor towns and cities, unconverted children, needy missionaries, lack of real fruit in our own lives and in the lives of others. But let us be branded as Christ's servant and show our willingness to work in these areas by earnestly praying beyond our legal obligations. Hallelujah, Jesus. Now here's some simple rules that one can follow. And the three rules of prayer in this life. Number one, pray till you really pray. Two, pray till you are conscious of being heard. Pray till you receive an answer. And four, hallelujah. We know that this is a good pattern to follow. We know that given every believer has an obligation and a privilege, hallelujah, to give to the Lord's work. I want to ask again, do we go beyond the church stipulated tithe of the Lord's portion? Do we follow the example of the widow whose gift of two small coins was her entire fortune? We know that it is so easy to believe that the Lord's people deserve the best when we think about our own influence. There are, however, too many missionary societies that struggle financially and individually. We know that Christian workers who wonder where their next meal is coming from. So let us plainly declare that we love our master by our sacrificial giving and lifestyle. We know that the use of yours and mine and our time, it is quite amazing truth that our time can count for eternity. It is frightening that time can be, we know that it can be frittered away, never to be regained. But we know surely our Christian obligation is to support our churches Sunday by Sunday, to pray in their prayer meetings and work enthusiastically for their regular projects. How easy it is for you and I to count the rest of our time as ours alone. Instead, let us pray for enabling to crown our days with that which will last for eternity. There are lonely people to be visited. There are letters to be written, souls to be won, time to be redeemed beyond our call to duty. So may you and I and us always testify to our willingness to serve the Lord by how we set priorities in using our time. Those who asked about spiritual things, should we not go beyond further to reach a perishing world? Never let a day go by without speaking to someone of his or her need of Christ. Pray that everyone we meet, we will be brought a step nearer to the Lord. Some will be miles away, others just a step away. Sometimes, as we witness, we meet people who eventually have a prepared heart. Others will be hard to reach, but all need Christ. Being branded at the door is our theme on this morning. We know that in the realm of soul winning, hallelujah, means that we will be out of reach pursuing souls. Every church should be full of soul winning. Willing servants of the master. Our life work should be someone that has said only one thing matters in this passing world of sin. That our lives should tell for Jesus, be of some account for him. It's a sad reflection on Christianity that the number of missionaries is in decline. Are we branded, hallelujah, as Christ in the realm of our life and our work? I want to ask you on this morning, are we branded as Christ? Are you branded so deeply in God that you're rooted and you're prayerful every day of your life? You've got a prayer going on. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name, God. We thank you, God, for the willing and able souls that are sold out for the work of Christ. And it's one thing for certain, stand for something, then you're going to fall for anything. So we should be so branded in God and rooted in God that when we go to the store and the laundromat, to the post office, that we should run into individuals coming and going and telling them about the Lord, that God loved them, God wanted to save them, and save them from a burning destruction of hell and damnation. We should be so grounded in the Word of God that whenever we get a letter that says that sickness has struck your body, and the doctor says there's nothing else that we can do, and they send you home to die, you should be so rooted in the Word of God to where you say, I don't care about what the doctors say. I'm going to believe the report of the Lord, because we know that by Jesus' 39 stripes, you and I and us are healed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We should be branded at the door. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord. And someone has said that only one thing matters in this passing world of sin, as I first stated, that our lives should tell for Jesus, be of some account for him. It is a sad reflection on Christianity that the numbers of missionaries is in decline. And I know that I've already said that, but I'm saying it again. Are you and I branded as Christ in the realm of our life's work? We know that well over 1,000 of third world tribes are still unreached. Countless villages and towns and cities in the Western Europe and America are needing further evangelistic work. Where are the reapers? Who will come? That was an old hymn, but the need today is even greater than when those words were written. We know that our Lord never asked us to do what he himself would not have done. You can read that in the law of Exodus 21 and 5 through 6. It's not only a picture, hallelujah, of the believer, but also of Christ. He loved his master, God the Father, but he also loved his bride and his children. When Christ died, he purchased for us a relationship with himself. Christ, hallelujah, can be so intimate that it is like a marriage with him. As the bridegroom in his church, as the bride. Oh, and again, we become his sons and daughters. Such is this all-encompassing love that he left heaven to come to earth as the suffering servant to die for you and I. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. His was a personal, public, permanent, and painful work that branded him forever. Pierced by the nails at the cross after an early life of servitude, our master died for sinners. As our exhausted king, he richly provides for and protects those who are willing to go beyond their legal duties in giving over to him all that they have and are and hope to be. All my days and all my hours, all my wills and all my powers, all the passion of my soul, not a fragment but the whole, shall be thine, dear Lord, shall be thine, dear Lord. Our message this morning has been branded at the door. So this message is really saying that, will you go beyond branded at the door? Will you be gone? Will you be willing to go beyond the call of duty? Jesus went beyond the call of duty. When he went to Calvary Mountain over 2,000 light years ago, and Jesus didn't get a kick out of going to Calvary Cross, but he said, it's not my will that I die, but it's the will of my Father. Jesus, being the obedient Son that he is and that he was and that he is to come, went to the cross. Died, pain and agony, crown of thorn upon his head, pierced in the side, nailed in his hands, right hand and left hand, placed one foot upon the other, pierced and drove spikes down from the top of his flesh to the very core, hallelujah, of his heel. God died and gave up the ghost. But 3 days later, he escaped. He had an escape route. Hallelujah. But God is alive and well on today. He's sitting up in the heavenly dominions on the right hand of his Father. So I encourage you on this morning to go beyond. Go beyond the call of duty by witnessing and bringing souls to the sheepfold of God. You know, God is soon to come. You might think we have another 30, 40, 50 years. I don't know. But from what I'm seeing right now, it doesn't look like that. I'll tell you, we're living in the period of time that the Bible talks about, where the world is in an uproar. There are wars and rumors of wars. There are fires everywhere. There are people killing like never before. People are just doing what they're big enough and bad enough to do. And Jesus is just supposed to sit back and take it all in. But I'm here to set the record straight. God is not all smiles. God get angry. Just like you and I, we have an attitude sometimes with our spouse, with our children, with the teacher, or the principal, with the insurance man, with the mail postman or the postmaster. Jesus get mad. You better ask the children of Israel about how Jesus got mad about them complaining. Thought that Jesus didn't know that they were hungry, and they told Jesus, "We wish that we were back where we was." And they were stumbling and fumbling around in the wilderness 40 long years with no sense of direction. But they was complaining so until they angered the Spirit of God. And God opened up the hole. He opened up the hole, and all of those fell in the hole with whatever property that they own, whether it's a mule, an ass, a purse, coins, two or three mites, whatever their possession was. God opened up the ground and swallowed every last one of them. So I'm here to tell you that God is not going to continually to allow you to live in sin. Whether you want to hear the word of God or not, I'm not going to let God charge me for not telling you the truth. Because one thing about it, the truth shall set you free. And you will be free indeed. But you cannot continue to live like you want to live. Do as you want to do. And think God is going to sit idly by and let that happen. My friend, you are sadly mistaken. And you better choose who you're going to serve. Because today, tomorrow, this next hour, this next second is not promised to you. Death could be knocking at your door. And you should be concerned about where your eternity, where you will spend. Because hell is not a good place. They said that it never rains in California. Well, we all know that's a lie. But I'm going to tell you one place that don't rain, and that's in hell. It never rains in hell. And there will be no firemen allowed there to put out the fire. You will not be dead, and you will be a long way from being done. You will be alive. You will be alive just as I am alive talking to you right now. And you will feel that fine brimstone that will be on your flesh. And it's no dying. You will be living and burning forever. So don't let nobody tell you that lie, that you're going to be dead and you ain't going to feel none of that. But you will. You will feel all of that fine brimstone. The Bible said there will be gashing of teeth. And you can ask. We got some people that went to hell. So they left testimonies. And the rich man is one of them. The Bible said he went to hell. And in hell, he lifted up his eyes. And he wanted to send back word to his family to don't come to that place. So if I were you, I would take the rich man at his word. I wouldn't let hell, fine brimstone, be my eternal destination. I would ask God, right now, where you're sitting, you're stooping, you're bending, you're lying, to forgive me of all the sins that I have done into this old body. And I guarantee you, as fast as you can ask God to forgive you, it's a done deal. It matters what you've done in your life. God forgive all sin for one exception. So I want to make that plainly clear. God forgive all sin, but it's one exception. And that is blaspheming against the Holy Ghost. That is one sin that's unforgivable. Unforgivable sin. Blaspheming against the Holy Ghost. So that is cursing God, in other words. You will not be forgiven for that sin. All else will be forgiven. So if I were you on this morning, I still had breath in my body, blood running through my veins, I would ask God to forgive me of all of my sins. Acknowledge that you're a sinner, that you will accept God into your life to be your Lord and Savior, to live inside of your heart. He will not live inside an unclean heart, but you got to get your heart cleaned out. Then God will come and he'll live and take up residence in your heart. That means your spirit. That will enable you to live right, to do right. You will not have a desire to run after another man's wife, run after a woman's husband, fornicate, commit adultery, lie, cheat and steal, rob, swear. But you will live a life that's pleasing unto God. My sermon on this morning has been branded at the door. So I hope and I pray that I've said something to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, you have any prayer petitions that you would want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Station has been brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. This program has been the old ship of Zion. Send your correspondence, make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gera, California 95020. Our web address is www.janicewardministries.org. We're going to now change the dynamics of this program. We're going to turn you over to Hymns of Zion to uplift your spirit and encourage your heart. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers around the world. May God bless you and keep you always. Right now, we're going to go into Hymns of Zion. We want you to buckle up with Jesus at the wheel because Jesus is people friendly. Hallelujah. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Our sermon again on this morning, branded at the door.
Mary, don't you weep. Say, sister, don't moan.
Oh, Father, don't you moan.
Pharaoh's army,
Pharaoh's army.
All of your men got drowned in the sea one day.
Pharaoh's army.
I know you know that story of how they got drowned.
Jesus said, Mary.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Mary, don't weep.
Don't weep.
Don't weep. There you go. Don't mind the moan. Don't moan. Don't moan. We're going to review this. Review the story of two sisters. Called Mary and Martha. They had a brother. Named Lazarus. One day while Jesus was away.
Going right.
be there. God can brighten us. He can brighten us. Your darkest hour.
Thank you. shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley in the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Oh,
of a land on fire. The soul, it was built by
Yeah. one of these old days. We're just going to live on and on and on. Somewhere where the wicked will see some trouble. And the weary will be at rest. I've heard about it. As a place where the saints won't go home. See, mother and father, most of all, can see Jesus.